Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to this week's Keys to the Game. Can you believe it's week four already? And welcome to the PNC studio here at Halas Hall as the Bears greet the Oakland Raiders. Let's kick it in gear offensively. Protect the edges and protecting the quarterback to breathe some life into the passing game. A very important key against the Raiders. Oakland's defense is built around second-year left defensive end Khalil Mack. Stout against the run, the Raiders asked him to add weight, now about 270 and a wrecking ball off the edge. Talented but troubled, Aldon Smith is still a dangerous pass rusher off the edge, and he's getting his legs back under him now. And his arrival has shifted the Raiders to more of a 3-4 look when he's on the field. In their base package, the Raiders can get after it in the run game with Justin Tuck, still an impactful and consistent run defender. And former Seattle Super Bowl MVP Malcolm Smith, a tackle machine right now. They've got some big guys inside up front, Dan Williams and Stacy McGee. They ate up some space. And the secondary is led by soon-to-be 39-year-old Charles Woodson, who had a pick in Cleveland last week. But there are opportunities to gain some chunk yardage against these Raiders. Tight ends are doing some damage against them with five catches of 25 yards or more already. And overall, they've permitted 20 receptions for 298 yards and five touchdowns to tight ends. Martellus Bennett, are you listening? Significant progress defensively was made in Seattle, where the pass rush was awakened by the inside pressure of Jarvis Jenkins and the outside heat from Pernell McPhee. The Bears made some big third down stops as well, and now they look for that consistent execution and playmaking on the ball. The unit, though, will be tested by Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. That 1 to 2 year jump for young quarterbacks is huge, and Carr is making a big impact. Oakland gave him some weapons, too, and his numbers are exploding. He had a very good rookie season and has guided the Raiders' offense to 74 points in the last two games. Rookie receiver Amari Cooper off to a terrific start, complemented by veteran Michael Crabtree. And Oakland's running game has blossomed after finishing last in the league a year ago. Latavius Murray coming off a 139-yard game in Cleveland, despite only 19 yards on his first 10 carries. A big and sturdy back with top-end speed. He's also a receiver out of the backfield. Marcel Reese, his fullback, an even better receiver and a factor in the passing game. Three-time Pro Bowl selection is also the Raiders' lead blocker and goal line back. All of Carr's weapons need to be tackled to limit their post-contact yards, and overall yards after the catch, which is a big part of their offense. The Raiders 7th in the NFL in yards after the catch right now, and Murray 5th among running backs in yards after contact. On to special teams, and with that kick coverage unit under the gun, coordinators around the league will keep hitting the Bears hard in a variety of ways until they fix their issues. A new concern is Tywan Jones, lightning fast, four returns of 25 yards or more already this season, and with weekly changes to the roster, the personnel continues to change on special teams, and so the continuity isn't quite there yet for the Bears. 37-year-old Sebastian Janikowski still owns a strong leg, and he's made all five of his kicks. Marquette King owns a big leg as well. He'll be booming his punts for the Raiders. All in all, the improved play on kick coverage will erase an early concern through the first 3 weeks of the season. Lastly, on to intangibles. Jack Del Rio, the head coach, grew up a diehard Raiders fan, and he's made an immediate culture change after a 3-year run as a defensive coordinator for Bears head coach John Fox in Denver. So they know what each other is thinking and how they like to attack in each phase. The Raiders come in with more confidence than they've enjoyed in years, and the Bears have to make them start doubting themselves again, especially on the road. The win in Cleveland last week by Oakland, only the third away from the Bay Area for the Raiders in the last 25 games dating back more than three seasons. The Bears simply have to start taking back Soldier Field, where they've lost 8 of their last 10 games dating to 2014. That's going to wrap up this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to join Tom Thayer and myself for Bears Raiders on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM, our pregame coverage gets underway at 9 a.m., kickoff at noon. That wraps up this week's Keys to the Game. Thanks for watching here on ChicagoBears.com.